This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect was arrested Tuesday evening for the slayings of 8 people and shootings at 3 massage parlors in both Atlanta and a suburb. The suspected gunman, Robert Aaron Long, 21, of Woodstock, Georgia, was captured about 150 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. Authorities believe Long opened fire on 5 people shortly before 5 p.m. in Cherokee County, Georgia. Less than an hour later, 4 people were killed in 2 separate shootings in Atlanta. A judge in Georgia, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro, is indicating that he may unseal Fulton County absentee ballots so a government watchdog investigation into claims of voter fraud in the November election can proceed. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the case stems from a lawsuit by Garland Favorito, but the judge cautioned, "I can't sign the order until such a time as I'm satisfied that the manner and method of review is reasonable." The judge is prohibiting Favorito's experts from revealing their work without permission from the court first. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Golf star Tiger Woods said Tuesday he has returned to his South Florida home to continue recovering from a single vehicle accident last month that left him with serious leg injuries. The 45-year-old Woods says he is grateful for the outpouring of support and encouragement that he has received over the past few weeks. President Trump is encouraging all Americans to get the vaccine shot.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. States are making plans to open up their eligibility after President Biden's call to have vaccines available to all Americans by May 1st.
That's Dan Rocky reporting. We are USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
NASCAR invades the Peach State this weekend. The Fools of Honor Quick Trip 500 will be raced in the famed Atlanta Motor Speedway in Hampton, Georgia. Last week's second place finisher Joey Logano describes to Motor Racing Network what it's like racing at the track.
Driving down a gravel road. That's kind of what it feels like. Yeah. Not that you should be trying to go fast down a gravel road, but it feels a lot like that. That you're sliding around. There's no grip at all. There's more now than there used to be because we have a bunch of downforce and we don't have as much horsepower, but it used to be, you know, when we had all the big power and the small spoiler, it'd be hard to get wide open down that front straightaway. And you're going 170 miles an hour or so on old tires and lighting them up all the way down the straightaway if you choose to. Awesome. just cool, you know? And so, now the race has changed some. There's still a ton of tire wear. But the way you run the racetrack has changed a lot. To be successful there, you have to look for different things. Just a fun racetrack, out of control.
NASCAR officials handed down penalties to 5 Cup Series teams Tuesday for lug nut infractions, including one-race suspensions for 2 crew chiefs after last weekend's events at Phoenix Raceway. The number two Team Penske Ford's Jeremy Bullins and the number 99 Trackhouse Racing Team Chevrolet Travis Mack was fined $20,000 each and cut from the Atlanta race. Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, happy St. Patty's Day and happy Wednesday to you. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we've got billions of dollars showing up in bank accounts across the country as those $1,400 checks are being sent out. And Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, who's with us right now. And Rick, no big surprise, the money goes out, and then the Democrats and Joe Biden can't even take a breather. They go, coming your way is, we've got to raise taxes, right?
Yeah, that's a predictable outcome. They've been talking, Biden was clear he was going to raise taxes. The big lie is that they're going to raise taxes on somebody other than you.
Right.
Everybody wants taxes raised on somebody other than them. But, all those people need to save those stimmy checks because they're the government, Uncle Sam, may be asking for them back.
Exactly. Well, we should only be so lucky that that's all they ask for. But, once the gates open, it's that it just kind of sets up some sort of a siphoning effect, right?
Well, yeah, let me just put it into perspective. I've seen some numbers passed around that talk about top end federal income tax rate of about 53%. Okay. So the top-end income tax rate is 53%, and you happen to live in California. If you make that mistake,
yes.
You have where they are moving the income tax, state income tax rate from 13% to 16%. That's their plan.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just say it stays at 13%. At that point, you're going to be paying 2/3 of every dollar you make above a certain amount, and they haven't told us what that amount is.
Mm-hmm.
2/3 of every dollar will go to either the state or the federal government, not including the sales tax you pay, not including the property tax you pay, not including any transfer taxes or other taxes that get added on, or the hidden tax of inflation. So 2 out of 3, just in federal and state income tax in California, if you're a California resident.
Exactly.
And that is really bad news for my favorite baseball team, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yes.
Because Mike Trout's going to want to trade, man. He's going to sit there and say, I can't afford to live here, so we need to do something different. So this is crazy.
Well, and the thing is, California, along with these other blue states, were given a windfall profit out of the stimulus, right? I mean, look at how much money went to heal their problems. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I just happen to be here on the West Coast, so I'm looking at some of these numbers here, Rick. California didn't do all that bad in terms of raising taxes, during this COVID season. So they've managed to do fairly well, and then even more so with the Joe Biden presidency. and what he's about to do and what will happen to our economy, because we've been this way before. I mean, Barack Obama thought he knew better. He operated in the realm of the theoretical. Let's throw out, empirical evidence and maybe even science when you want to consider science when it comes to the economy. Let's throw those numbers out and let's come up with, our own idea about how to, heal the economy and bring back jobs. And what they did was the exact opposite.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you want to suppress people investing, you want to suppress people. Oh, I forgot capital gains tax.
Right.
If you want to suppress people actually going and making the extra dollar, working to make that extra dollar, tell them that two out of three of them are going to be going into the federal or state government hands.
Right.
That's one of the great ways of telling people, maybe I don't need to work so hard. Maybe I'm going to, instead of doing that and investing my money where I might mistakenly get a capital gain, which will get taxed at $2 out of $3, instead of doing that, maybe I'll just put my money into, under a mattress or something, or I'll invest overseas where I can actually make a profit.
Mm.
So those are, so you want to move money offshore, you want to create a lot of overseas investment, you want to move jobs overseas, you want to do all those things, make it so when you produce jobs here, you can't make a profit, you can't make money.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, Rick, that's hardly reported on was the black market during the Obama years. People worked under the table. I mean, we're talking billions of dollars that was being earned and flowed in the black market. That wasn't taxed. You had people knowing that they were, taking some government subsidy plus working under the table because they were desperate and they felt like, okay, I've got to provide for my family. And if the government's going to do this, then, no holes barred here. I'm going to do whatever I can, right?
Yeah, let's face it. If you're making $7.35 an hour, a minimum wage employee, which means you're really taking home about $5.
Yes.
You are doing a whole lot better if you go and you make for that same $7.35, but you're not paying taxes on it.
Right.
It's just high taxation always results in black market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys say this all the time when it comes to drug trade, and we're raising up black market drug trade because it's illegal, which is a kind of a circular argument. But they use it all the time for that argument, but they don't apply it to anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, if you sit there and tell somebody, we're going to make it, you're not going to make as much money if you work above the table as you will below the table. Everybody's going to work below the table because the objective of going to work is to make money.
Right.
And this isn't hard. What we do know, is there is a black market labor force exists now. We see it every day when we drive by a Home Depot. We see some people waiting around hoping they'll get picked up for a job. Those people aren't working for a paycheck. They're working for it for they're working for a paycheck, but they're working for
it's cash.
This is a cash business,
mm-hmm.
And somewhat ironically, that is likely why so many people in Washington D.C. through policy are attempting to end cash. And you put everything on credit cards because if you had cash, you win the black market economy, you're able to control a lot more. That's water flows downhill, Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
It always flows downhill. And when you have when you overtax stuff, people figure out other ways to make money because ultimately people want to be able to feed their families and they want to be able to make if they're laboring, they want to make as much money as they can in doing that. And we see it in healthcare. We see it all around, in almost every arena, which is overregulated and overtaxed.
Right.
That there's certain, if you're able to bring cash to the table, you can mm-hmm. pretty much get stuff done a lot cheaper, a lot easier than if you're bringing a check or paying by credit.
Well, the other critical component here, Rick, that we haven't even addressed is the psychological damage that this has on the workforce. We saw this. I mean, under the Obama regime, people were miserable. They weren't working. They were relying on the government, government cheese and that. And yes, they were still working under the table, trying to provide for their families and have some sort of health care in emergency situations that they could get. You know, the Affordable Health Care Act of Barack Obama that we had to pass to find out what was in it was an absolute embarrassment. And just so insidious, you know, for the American people. But, you know, we were duped into believing that was the answer, just like the American people once again were duped by Joe Biden, the Democrats, the mainstream media, big tech, corporate America, into believing that somehow relying on the government and government's ways makes you a happier camper. I doubt that. We've got more from Rick Manning after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, the revolution has to come on in a strong way, ladies and gentlemen, to protect our We the People rights and our Constitution. I mean, we are being invaded, we're being violated, we're being doxxed, we're being controlled, we're being conditioned to fall in line. If not, you're going to pay the price. Rick and I were just talking off the air, Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, and he's had an extensive background in this, in checking signatures and working in voting operation, election operations, and here we are today, and what it has risen to in terms of our participation. Rick, we're being conditioned. If we're not part of the decided winners by the mainstream media and big tech and corporate America, then we're going to get doxxed. They're going to come after us just like they went after the Tea Parties. And what they've done in terms of affecting elections since that period of time, it's disgusting. And meanwhile, Congress has done us no favors. And when I say Congress, I'm talking about conservatives and talking about the Republicans, because the Democrats are playing into this. They want full control. This H.R. 1 deal that they're trying to put off on us like it's some sort of election integrity deal, just like everything that has to do with the Democrats. Anytime they offer something, they mean just the opposite, don't they?
They absolutely mean just the opposite. And H.R. 1 is no more an election integrity bill than the IRS is your friend when they can send you a letter saying, gee, we just want to meet about your taxes. H.R. 1 is a disaster. It opens the door for, it ends all ballot security. Okay. Anybody who's on a government list, a federal government list, as a citizen, any person, shall be eligible to get an absentee ballot. And the absentee ballots don't have to be requested, by the way. So they're no longer absentee ballots. They're just send me my ballot. And so there's no, you don't have to provide a reason anymore under HR1.
And of course, we already proved that that system promotes all kinds of fraud. And, and we even realized it even further in this most recent election.
What's more, you have to then send the ballots to those people, because it shall be presumed that they are that they're at the same address that they signed up for 10 years ago. It shall be presumed that they're still alive. It shall be presumed that they have given a proper address. Things like your P.O. box, where you might get mail delivered, you can't register to vote there. Yet we know in the 2020 elections in Arizona that various mailbox private mailboxes and collection areas like mailbox, et cetera, and UPS store and like, were getting lots of ballots sent to them and illegally.
Right.
And yet there was no way to actually tie those ballots to people. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the whole key to making sure the one person, one vote, the one person, one vote principle stands firm is chain of custody.
Exactly.
You have to maintain a chain of custody ballot. That's why when you walk in to cast your ballot, they look at a list. They say, okay, Mr. Manning, check, cross you off. Usually a neighbor of yours is doing it. And you walk over, they give you one, somebody else gives you a ballot.
Right.
And then you walk behind a little screen and you cast your ballot, and you either do it by a machine or you hand the ballot back into a collection place, and you walk out the door and you're checked off the list.
Exactly.
That's one person, one vote.
Right.
Voter ID makes it so they actually know that it's you who's coming through the door and not somebody else voting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, HR1 gets rid of all voter identification requirements nationwide.
Yeah.
So you end up with no ballot security whatsoever in terms of mailing out ballots to random places where who knows who lives there or who doesn't live there. Mm-hmm. Certainly not the person who's supposed to be voting. But then you're not allowed to ask voter ID if people come in and want to actually vote in person.
Why would we embrace something that third world countries embrace?
Well, I don't, the irony is our election system will be less secure than the ones in the third world countries. But the only reason somebody would embrace this system is if they want to make certain that it's forever broken.
Right, exactly.
The idea behind this is to make it so there's absolutely zero trust that elections matter, because if there's zero trust that elections matter, people don't participate.
Right.
And the people who are running those elections then control the outcomes.
Right. It's all about outcome. Yeah.
This is how you get 98% of the people voting for Putin, okay?
Yeah.
And that's what the Democrats are doing right now with H.R. 1. And it's going to come down to about three or four Democrats, whether or not they're going to be willing to stand up and say no to it.
Exactly.
In the Senate and, Manchin, Sinema, Kester, perhaps. And there's a couple of others who are possibles, but not likelies. The bottom line is, if they succeed with this, there's going to be a battle royale in the courts, and the courts will determine whether or not we have any election integrity in the future. And given the recent history, I'm not convinced what they're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm with you on it. This news that you broke was regarding ABC News. I guess they do understand, ABC understands what it is to have a rigged election. In this particular case, they reported on a rigged homecoming queen election. Okay, and which they gave more coverage to the homecoming election than the presidential election fraud. Go figure.
ABC National News ran a story about a Florida homecoming election for homecoming queen, where it was discovered that 130 ballots or so were cast with the same IP address. And the crack reporting team, national reporting team from ABC News, reported on this, talking about how the mother was arrested for it. Arrested for stuffing a homecoming queen ballot box, okay?
Yes.
So ABC News, of course, was all over it. So it's really good news. ABC News is aware that ballot stuffing and stuff does occur. Mm-hmm. They are aware that the election integrity is important. Now maybe if they can turn this team onto the 2020 election and try to get to the bottom of what actually happened there, we might be going somewhere. But apparently homecoming queen races are more important in the world of Disney media than real races.
Boy, that really helps us sleep at night, knowing that we have that kind of confidence.
They've got to make sure that Disney's got to make sure the right princesses are chosen.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to understand this is we're living in Disney world. It's who gets to wear the pretty princess dress is very, very important in Disney world, and hence ABC being part of Disney has jumped into the fray to prove that they are in fact a Mickey Mouse operation.
Yeah. One more time. Speaking of chain of custody and the drip, drip, drip release of information regarding the 2020 elections, Georgia just admitted to not knowing the chain of custody for over 400,000 ballots. I mean, how long has this been in question? And this finally gets eked out that they've screwed up.
Well, I think they intentionally screwed up. The Georgia state law requires that when the people collect ballots from a ballot collection location, the Dropbox or whatever they're using, they're required to put down, we collected 27 ballots on March 7th, 2021, and at this time. And that's what they're supposed to do. So when they go around on a daily basis and collect those ballots like a mailman, they're supposed to record how many ballots came out of that drop box.
Right.
And what they didn't do was any of that. And consequently, they had 400,000 ballots that there is no ability to know where they came from or how they got in the system or when they got in the system. And once again, no chain of custody. No integrity.
So they think maybe a good number came out of Stacey Abrams' garage or something?
Well, I think that the one mistake the woman from Florida made is she didn't hire Stacey Abrams.
Exactly. And, Lord have mercy, it continues, and we stay on top of it. He's the president for Americans for Limited Government. Rick Manning has been with us. Rick, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Take care. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bill. You too. Take care.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount 500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspect was arrested Tuesday evening for the slayings of eight people in shootings at three massage parlors in both Atlanta and a suburb. The suspected gunman, Robert Aaron Long, 21, of Woodstock, Georgia, was captured about 150 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia. Authorities believe Long opened fire on five people shortly before 5 p.m. in Cherokee County, Georgia. Less than an hour later, four people were killed in two separate shootings in Atlanta. A judge in Georgia, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro, is indicating that he may unseal Fulton County absentee ballots so a government watchdog investigation into claims of voter fraud in the November election can proceed. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported the case stems from a lawsuit by Garland Favorito, but the judge cautioned, "I can't sign the order until such a time as I'm satisfied that the manner and method of review is reasonable." The judge is prohibiting Favorito's experts from revealing their work without permission from the court first. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
But let me tell you, this big lie behind H.R. 1 is so massive that you can say goodbye to our constitutional republic, ladies and gentlemen, if the Democrats are able to pass this. I don't even know if by and large the majority of American people realize just how pernicious this is. Jenny Beth Martin is with us, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, thanks for coming on to talk about this, because we cannot keep it front center enough to the American people, because the Democrats are flat out lying. They're spinning to no end on this. Once again, in typical form, they tell you exactly the opposite of what the bill is. I don't care if we're talking the Affordable Care Act, we're talking about, you know, pro-choice. I mean, just go right on down the line. The Democrats cannot give it to us straight, and they're lying through their teeth one more time with this H.R. 1.
Yes, they certainly are. The Democrats like to call this bill the For the People Act. I call it the Protect the Politicians Act. And that's exactly what it will do, because it so significantly changes how to vote in this country. And by changing how to vote, it doesn't strengthen voting rights and ensure that everyone who has a right in this country to vote, that their vote will be treated in a fair and equal manner.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, it will allow a person to, and here's why I say that, it allows cheating, or it makes it very, very difficult to weed out cheating or even irregularities and improper voters who are voting maybe improperly, like at the wrong place. In this bill, when you go to register to vote, an ID will be, you will not be allowed as a state to require an ID for voter registration, only a signature. Also, because you can't require an ID, you're not even going to be able to verify that they live where they say they're going to live. A signature attesting to the person attesting that this is where I say I live and that I am who I say I am is good enough. Mm-hmm. Then when you go to vote, the exact same thing holds true. No voter ID will be allowed. It will be forbidden. Mm-hmm. Then let's say that you, and then also you can vote, you can register to vote. It will automatically register or allow the registration of anyone who is 17 years old to vote, even if they're not qualified to vote in the next election. So let's say you know someone, and this is an extreme example, who is 17 years old, has gone in and claimed to live in a place you know they don't live, right. So they're not the right age and they don't live where they say. You don't have any way to challenge them at all because it will make challenging voters illegal. So you can't question if they're old enough, you can't question if they are who they say they are, and you can't question if they are allowed to vote where they say they are allowed to vote. Now, how in the world is this good for voters in this country? Do you really want someone who does not live in your precinct, in the area where you vote, making decisions about who will be your school board member or your county commissioner or your city council member or your member of Congress, or how you want electors in your state to vote for president? I don't. I want those to be the people who live in my precinct. We get one vote, and it needs to be cast in the right place.
Well, in this situation here, Jenny Beth, a person could be fluid and go from one polling station to another, and just on their word, their lie, they can get another ballot, right?
They could, and they can register to vote on election day, so it will require same-day voter registration, so they could go in and register to vote on election day. They don't even have to be registered to vote before election day. Also, it will require the government databases like welfare databases or Social Security databases or other government databases to automatically be registered to vote. So if you're in one of those government databases, you have to automatically be registered to vote. One of the problems we found in Georgia in November is that we had over 18,000 people who claimed to live at a residential address that the United States, that's in the Secretary of State database in Georgia. In the United States Post Office database says that those addresses are vacant.
Yes.
Now, I'm not sure that they really are vacant or not, but those are two databases saying different things.
Exactly.
You can't always trust that the government databases are going to be correct, and you have no way to challenge it because challenging will be forbidden.
Exactly. Well, of course, and we found out, according to a FOIA request in Judicial Watch, we can thank them for that, that there was at least 3 million bad names in the California voting roll. California was very reluctant. They finally admitted to half the number. I don't know that they ever cleared it up. They just figure, okay, well, we'll take care of that down the road. Like everything, I mean, once the vote happens, it's done. My big question, Jenny Beth, is that if the 2020 election was so integrous and ran according to Hoyle, so to speak, and was a perfect run election, according to some of the officials in that, why is it that they want to codify all this illegal junk that they got away with in 2020? It seems obvious to me.
Yeah, it seems obvious because they know that what they did in 2020, that Democrats and leftists know that what they did in 2020 was weaken the security and transparency and honesty of our elections, and it benefited them. And they want to do that not just in Georgia and Pennsylvania and other states. They want to do that nationwide. And that means that it will wind up affecting not just presidential elections,
but
local. It will wind up affecting your local elections, how much taxes you pay, whether things will be legal or illegal in your local area if you have local referendums on things. So this is not a good piece of legislation, and we need to do all that we can to get our senators to vote against this bill by calling them and telling them, do not pass H.R. 1 or S.1, as it will be called in the Senate.
This is a dagger to the heart of the Democratic Republic, Jenny Beth. I mean, this is that serious, and this is why people need to activate their citizenship. Make that call to your representative, your House representative or your senator. You need to do that today and keep the pressure on. Meanwhile, Jenny Beth, I wanted to address this non-border crisis that the president keeps ignoring. And of course, I mean, the gall that they have to blame Donald Trump for the mess at the border right now, it's astounding to me.
Bill, at this point, nothing should surprise us, even though sometimes things just do. But what's happening at the border right now, it is solely Joe Biden, President Biden's responsibility, and he gets all of the blame for it. He took away the provisions that President Trump put in place. He didn't finish the wall, so there are gaps and the wall. Those gaps make it very easy for people who want to cross into the country illegally to do so. They are, if you come here and you are a minor and you are unaccompanied and you get to the border, you're going to stay. But now they're having children sleep on mats, not
yes.
even in beds. Right now they're on mats. It's a humanitarian yeah. crisis, and it will wind up being a drug crisis as well.
Exactly, and not to mention sex trafficking as well. AOC is notably quiet. Boy, she was making sure her voice was heard during the Trump administration days, but now that her party is in control, crickets is all we're getting.
Yeah, I wonder where those fake tears are in the parking lot, like she had the last time as she showed what was happening on the border or attempted to. She's completely, completely silent. And to me, people who are completely silent about this problem, it says to me they are okay with human trafficking, with slavery, whether it is because people become indentured servants because they have to pay off the coyote that got
exactly.
them to the border, or because even worse, sex slavery is going on. And then you flood one part of the border with children. If you are a cartel south of the border, you flood an area with children. You divert all of the border personnel to that area, it opens up and weakens other portions of the border so that you can run drugs through in,
exactly.
in a different portion. So we may not see it right now, but I guarantee you that we've got a drug problem going on right
without
now.
Without a doubt.
This as well.
Well, this is an absolute ignorance of common sense is what it is. She's the honorary chair of the
Tea Party. For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too, even threaten your home or business. Don't take on the IRS alone. If you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. The experts at Optima specialize in a powerful IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Lucas Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got Dr. Alveda King joining us. Dr. King is the evangelist and director of civil rights for the unborn for Priests for Life. And we're going to talk about the original Coming to America story and also her about-to-be-released Roe v. Wade movie that she co-produced. Alveda, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good morning, and hello to all your listeners, your viewers. Just good morning.
Well, I got to tell you, I was excited, you know, and heartbroken at the same time to hear of your story, my Coming to America story that you had written. And, of course, for any creative soul that comes up with an idea and gets ripped off, that's a tough pill to swallow. But you serve God and not man, and so you had peace in this. Tell our audience this story, because this is the first time I'd heard this story.
And many people have not heard it. In 1980, I wrote two novels, actually, The Arab Heart and one called Image, and you can learn more about both of them at alvedaking.com. And I wrote the novel, and I began to shop it around. It went out to Hollywood and different places. Eddie Murphy, around that time, around 82 or so, or 3 or so, was in Atlanta, and he visited the office of Mayor Andrew Young. I was at the office, and I gave him the manuscript. I reviewed the manuscript with him, and I said, you know, this is about an Arab prince, but it actually could be an African prince. Mm-hmm. And as we talked, I felt okay because I had proof of copyright, proof of access, and proof of similarity.
Mm-hmm.
However, they went ahead and Art Buchwald got involved with it, a writer out in Hollywood at the time and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he sued them. I think they paid him something. They offered me a small settlement of $10,000, but with a gag order.
Right.
You can't tell anybody you had anything to do. So we, my lawyer, Earlene Smith Montgomery and I did mount after the movie came out. We mounted a lawsuit, went all the way up to the Supreme Court. They sent it back to state. And we did not prevail. However, I tell people, I said, well, read the book that inspired Coming to America. And I don't have any bitterness, I promise you. Mm-hmm. I'm not angry. But I feel like creative people should be able to work together without hurting each other.
Exactly.
I think that's very important. Yeah.
Well, it was amazing because even your children saw the similarities, the indisputable similarities when they saw the movie Coming to America. That must have really been a shock to them, because that is something that kids especially, we understand when things aren't fair, and especially when it has to do with someone we love like our mother. This had to be a tough pill for them to deal with.
And it still is. My children are all adults now, and one of them put it out on Twitter, and that's how people begin to hear, what? She did? How? And we even have a few book orders, and that's good. I still think it's good, but you know what the court said? They said two things. There's no new thing under the sun. Mm. And he wrote it as a comedy. I wrote it as an adventure and a drama. And that's how they changed the copyright laws of America. No new thing under the sun. So we can come up with some. I mean, some of the things are exactly in my book, in Coming to America, the first one. And then, but I did say, Bill, isn't it fascinating, Coming to America 2?
Yes.
And I won't do any spoilers, but I did watch it. So I think I'm still rubbing off on them, because there was an unexpected pregnancy from a one-night stand.
Yeah.
And the baby was not aborted. How about that?
So yes.
Maybe I still have an impact after all.
Well, no doubt about it, Dr. King. Yeah, I'm sure that is part and parcel of this. I mean, it's interesting. No new thing under the sun, as they say. But how about George Harrison and My Sweet Lord?
That's true. And
just saying, right?
That's it. And, you know, the lady who wrote The Matrix, an African-American woman, I think she did prevail with her case after many, many years as well.
Exactly.
So it's just, but we can't have bitterness and retaliation. Vengeance belongs to the Lord, and we just keep moving forward. But I think people should read it. It's a pretty story. It's a nice story.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, the thing is that you're so gifted. God has used you in so many ways. And I think people are really surprised in a way, in a very, very pleasant sort of way, to appreciate the depth of your talent, Elvita.
Well, it's amazing, but I'm a creative person. And a long time ago, they would have called it a Renaissance woman. So, you know, in the Renaissance age, people were scientists. They could paint, they could garden, and they could do all of these wonderful things. Creativity, in other words, light came back.
Right.
And when light came back, Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life came back. And so Jesus is in our hearts today, and that creativity, it just flows. We should open up ourselves and be creative. I believe we should be.
Well, I should. I agree with you, especially as we come into this Easter season and the final weeks of Lent, and prepare our hearts for the resurrection and the realization and reminder once again that God has redeemed us fully.
He really has. And with that understanding, I move forward. I celebrate Jesus 365.
Yeah.
However, at Easter, that's very important. And we have this season that's coming to an end. People, you know, don't just give up something for men. Don't just remember Jesus at Christmas or at Easter, but always. And then it's my heart as an evangelist that people will see Christ in me.
Yeah.
And I work hard for that.
Exactly. Well, God is good all the time. And I want to talk about what you and Nick Loeb have been working on for quite a while. You know, I think it's been at least 4 or 5 years we've been talking about Roe v. Wade. He's the executive producer. You co-produced as well this movie that is about to go full streaming here, right?
Absolutely. And Kathy Alwyn has worked right by his side, working real hard with the film. It stars John Voight, Robert Davi. My son, Jared Ellis, who's a great actor as well, is in it as the Supreme Court Justice. And Stacey Dash, portraying Mildred Faye Jefferson, the first Negro woman to graduate from Harvard School of Medicine and the second president of National Right to Life.
Well, the Roe v. Wade film is a full-feature film that shows the true story behind Roe v. Wade, not the lies that have been told by the liberal media for generations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, those at CPAC got a little preview, and it was a huge success. And, boy, they can't wait to have this hit, the market and really open the
eyes. On Good Friday.
Yes, exactly.
Good Friday. It'll be streaming on Good Friday. So make sure you catch that. And then we're doing some private screenings of it here and there. I'm doing one in Atlanta next week along with Eugene Vigo. So,
Well, the statistics, especially for Black America, is astounding. I mean, this has really been a holocaust of incredible measure that even Dr. Ben Carson called out. But for some reason, the mainstream media doesn't want to pick up on this. But it's disgusting what has happened to people of color when it comes to abortion. And meanwhile, here it is. We've got the stimulus approved, almost $2 trillion. And look at how much money went to support abortions, not only here in the United States.
It's going right back to pay for abortion in the U.S. and around the world. We are one human race. We're not separate races. Trying to population control and minimize blacks in America is really a sin and a shame. We're one blood. So abortion is part of that vehicle. The more babies they can abort, black babies, the less black babies are born. And Margaret Sanger, the eugenicist, and she was into genocide. Planned Parenthood finally admitted that that was her agenda.
Exactly.
More recently. Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, the eugenicists are still alive and well. I mean, at the very core of all this, they believe that the earth cannot sustain the number of people that are living in the world today, and that it's okay to call the herd, so to speak. So abortion in their heart is justified.
They're trying to be God, but they will not succeed. God is God, and the whole earth is full of God's glory.
Well, these statistics are astounding that in the United States, 30% of women will have an abortion by the age of 45. And what is really, travailing for the abortionists is the information. We know so much more now than we did in 1973 when Roe v. Wade was passed because of the technology and the practical experience. And Dr. King, you've been very vulnerable to talk about your experience as well, to realize that, American women and men, dare I say, have been lied to and saying that it's just, like excess skin, it's meaningless. But women who have suffered abortion realize there's more to it than just some meaningless piece of flesh.
Well, it was the civil rights of my children who were aborted. Two of them were violated. And then I had a miscarriage due to damage done to my body through the abortion. Abortions are not health care. They're death care. They kill babies. Women die from legal abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Right,
so
exactly.
Don't know it. Yeah.
Well, Dr. King, I tell you, I am thrilled to be participating in the 17th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast with you. That's going to happen on Saturday, April the 3rd. And you're speaking there. I'm speaking. Pat Boone, Kevin Sorbo, our good friend Jonathan Kahn, Marco Rubio.
Yeah.
Even the pillow guy, Mike Lindell, is going to be there, too. So that's going to be a great time. Yeah.
It is. I look forward to it. Yeah.
Yeah. But good fun there, too. Because if ever our country needed prayer, it is now. And this is what's happening, Alveda, is the more and more I see people looking up. They're not looking to D.C. They're looking up because they know that God is the answer.
God is the answer. And you know that little song, "It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer." We need to pray. People pray for each other. We pray. That's how we communicate with God in deep and intense and beautiful relationship. And we pray for others. And there's a scripture, God healed Job what he prayed for his friends,
Yes.
So we shouldn't just pray for ourselves, but we should pray and commune with God and trust God.
Amen. Well, for more information on the 17th Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, go to the website, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. And looking forward to sharing the stage with Dr. Alveda King as well. Alveda, as always, it's such a blessing to have you on. Congratulations. And we look forward to more great news coming by way of your ministry. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner
Connor recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They have